Schroyer and Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling down the road.
Weinstein Gate continues. The latest to fall, Al Franken, Frankenstein, if you will. Is it time for Frankenstein to resign? Our own John Bound reports.
I'm sorry, I'm having a personal crisis.
What?
What am I going to do?
Oh, poor baby. Why don't you make an amends to her? Tell her how genuinely sorry you are. She's got to accept that.
Leanne Tweeden, a model, sports broadcaster, and TV host, has revealed the behind-the-scenes harassment she endured on a USO tour with Senator Al Franken emceeing.
Al came up to me and he's like, well, we need to rehearse our kiss. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I just blew him off, you know, because I'm thinking, we don't need to rehearse the kiss. I mean, we're doing a live, you know, 60-second skit in front of troops. We're not filming a movie, right? Nice. And so I blew him off because I didn't think he was serious. And then he kind of said it again. He's like, well, we need to rehearse the kiss, Leanne. And I'm like, okay, Al, okay, you turn your head to the right, I'll turn my head to the right. Okay, we got this. It was relentless. That's what I could hear in his voice, right? He started getting relentless and I'm like, why is he insisting that we have to rehearse the damn kiss? I mean, it's just it's like a fake kiss, right? Yeah. This is all I could think about. I'm like, good God, Al, you know, it's not SNL for goodness sakes, right? We rehearsed the line and I'm coming towards him and he comes up and he grabs me and he puts his hand behind my head and he aggressively comes in and he mashes his mouth up against mine and he sticks his tongue in my mouth. And as it happens so fast and he puts his tongue in my mouth and his mouth is just wet and slimy. And to this day, I call him fish lips, okay, because it's disgusting.
Back in January, Franken went for the jugular on the GOP, championing sexual assault victims.
25% of American women say they have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. And recent high-profile revelations about abuse, for example, former Fox News chairman Roger Ailes' abuse of his employees, as well as the allegations of sex bias at Kay and Sterling Jewelers, demonstrate that we are far from addressing this issue on a broader scale. So I urge my Republican colleagues to reconsider their support for this resolution. I urge them not to force vulnerable women who have been wronged into the dark.
Franken's hypocrisy even went so far as to silence dissent among American news media. And the power trip isn't just resonating from Franken's office. Two unnamed current members of Congress have engaged in sexual harassment, one of them allegedly exposing themselves to a staffer.
Like so many of you, I have a Me Too story to share. I was working as a congressional staffer. The chief of staff held my face, kissed me, and stuck his tongue in my mouth. So I know what it's like to keep these things hidden deep down inside. I know what it's like to lie awake in bed at night wondering if I was the one who had done something wrong. I know what it's like years later to remember that rush of humiliation and anger. You know what? Many of us in Congress know what it's like because Congress has been a breeding ground for a hostile work environment for far too long. That's why I'm reaching out to congressional staff and to former congressional staff to share their Me Too Congress stories if they feel comfortable in doing so.
Representative Jackie Speier also recently revealed that Congress has paid out 260 harassment settlements in the last 20 years to the tune of $15 million taxpayer dollars. Talk about hypocrisy. It's gotten so bad that congressional staffers signed an open letter demanding mandatory harassment training for the hordes of perverted, power-mad congressmen and congresswomen darkening the doorsteps of our nation's capital. Al Franken should resign today because he's simply the first domino to fall. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is the War Room.
Welcome in to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. It is Thursday, November 16th, 2017, and I have stacks and stacks of news in front of me. I think I'll be able to get through it all today. A lone guest today, the lone wolf guest today, Candace Owens, will be joining me in the second hour. And I'm sure we'll be discussing the censorship that's going on social media, as she has been banned from Facebook. And now you're seeing people's blue verification mark on Twitter being removed. Alex talked about why this is important today. We'll continue to talk about that later. The GOP tax plan passes in the House. Does that matter? Saudi Arabian king is going to step down and hand over the crown to his 32-year-old son. Al Franken, the latest in Weinsteingate to be accused of sexual assault. And then some other names followed, such as Sylvester Stallone. So we'll have more of that. More on Kevin Spacey as well. Meanwhile, Menendez walks in the New Jersey trial. I've got a stack of memes, some of which were submitted to @WarRoomMemes on Twitter. So we'll cover the meme of the day from yesterday. And there are some other developing news stories that we'll be covering as well. But let's start off by getting into this Al Franken thing. In fact, I've got some Al Franken video here where it's basically another situation everybody knew and it was just kind of a joke. Like, okay, yes, Al Franken is a twisted, weird, sexual deviant, but hey, it's just old Al. That's just how he is, and he's funny. Well, it's not so funny today, as you have the accusations, and I mean, the photo evidence really presented. I mean, he can say it's a joke all he wants, but obviously, that's not gonna bode well for old Al Franken there. This is the picture of Al Franken groping a sleeping reporter, Leanne Tweeden, and it's all over social media. You can't scroll through any of your social media without seeing it. You can't get on any website, including the biggest website in the world, Drudge Report, without seeing this picture. So that's now how Al Franken will be remembered, groping a sleeping reporter. Pretty disgusting. But, like I said, all of the Al Franken jokes from the past are now coming back to haunt him. Let's start with clip 20. I'm not even really sure how to categorize this joke. We'll call it a baby rape joke. This is Al Franken flashing back a joke he once made.
See, as a baby, Rob was routinely beaten by his father.
Rob Reiner.
On a typical night, Carl would slip into Rob's bed, roll him over, swab him down, and say something like, "I'm thinking about hiring Maury Amsterdam to play Buddy Sorrell. What do you think?"
Oh,
success of the Dick Van Dyke Show changed things dramatically. Carl started inviting many of his famous friends to son.
Okay, so funny then, not so funny now. Al Franken making a joke about Rob Reiner's father beating him and then inviting his friends over, essentially to rape him. But just a joke, I guess, from Franken at the time. Now, what are the odds of this? This is Al Franken on the Hill actually referencing Leanne Tweeden as he's addressing the floor.
And during the show, I was kind of a co-host with a beautiful woman named Leanne Tweeden. And we do comedy routines, and we'd introduce music, we'd introduce the cheerleaders.
So, boy, he really remembered Leanne Tweeden, didn't he? Really remembered old Leanne Tweeden. But it gets worse for Al, if you can believe it or not. How about this little ditty? We had to go into the Wayback Machine to find this one. This was from the Harvard Crimson, April 16th, 1976. This was a very long piece. You break into it at the end of the first page here. This is what Al Franken said. Al recalled writing a skit called Semen on Broadway that was rejected from the Hasty Pudding Show. Quote, by some preppy, so they could take some other preppy skit. Franken started to smile again, but his tone was serious, too serious. It's not preppies, because I'm a preppy myself. I just don't like homosexuals. If you ask me, they're all homosexuals in the pudding. Hey, I was glad when that pudding homosexual got killed in Philadelphia. End quote. The smile became so broad it pushed his eyes shut. Put that in, he said, laughing. Okay, so is that just a joke too, Al? Again, this is a Democrat, you know, the party for feminists, the party that represents women, the oppressed. They're anti-bully. They're anti-toxic masculinity. They're PC. But here's Al Franken groping sleeping reporters, making jokes about child rape and saying he was glad that a homosexual got killed in Philadelphia. Okay. So considering all of the reaction that we've seen from Roy Moore, the Republicans saying he should step down, all the virtue signalers on the left saying he needs to be removed, he's this, he's that. Why aren't we seeing the same outcry against Senator Franken? Or you could say, well, I guess we are seeing the same outcry. It's just from different sides. Well, then doesn't that tell the story? Tells quite a story. How divided this nation really is. But this is all the dominoes falling from Weinsteingate, which is all the dominoes falling from the establishment after the election of Trump. And just like we've told you, they're going to sacrifice all of these minions in order to save their political agenda. They will create an environment where all you have to say is, I accuse this person of sexual harassment, and then they're guilty, and then they can stop whatever political movement that they're on board with. Look at Roy Moore. Now, was Roy Moore guilty of the things he did? Was any of it illegal? There hasn't really been any evidence. There does seem to be a lot of tampering, a lot of fraud going on. You got Bloom involved. You got some weird signature on a yearbook that doesn't seem right. And then you've got the Republican establishment calling for Roy Moore to step down. I've yet to see any members of Congress call for Franken to step down. Not anyone. So what does that tell you? So we'll continue to monitor that situation. But again, this is it's the last 3 days now. GOP leaders weigh drastic plan to save Alabama Senate seat. To save the seat. The craziest idea I've heard floated out there, which actually could be pretty incredible is that Sessions goes back to the seat and then Trump appoints a new head of the DOJ. I think that's probably a long shot. But it should be interesting to see how this works for him. In the meantime, mistrial declared in bribery trial of New Jersey Senator Menendez. And the rib here is he gets accused of soliciting underage prostitutes, but because it was in court and it's a mistrial, there is no boo in the media. There is no crying from the Democrats or the Republicans. It's just kind of like it never happened. So does anyone else get their day in court? Or do you just get accused and then you're guilty? I have a bigger question, and I'm going to open the phone lines and ask you this, but with all of this sexual harassment going on, am I missing something here?
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off, out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer, and I'm trying to figure this out. I mean, legitimately, because I've said before that Hollywood or the halls of Congress or the entertainment industry, wherever it is that all of this sexual harassment is happening, that's just mostly confined to those halls and those industries, and it's not really a problem to the average citizen. We don't live our lives that way. That's just not how we behave. That's not the environments that we put ourselves in. But it just continues to just get more widespread, more wide-ranging. Now you have an instance of either genius marketing or I don't even know what goes on where Drake, a rapper, is doing a concert and he literally stops his show and calls someone out in the crowd for sexual harassment in the middle of a rap show. I mean, you've never seen anything like this. He stops the show and says, quit touching on women out there. Quit harassing them. I'll come out there and beat your, you know what. It's like, am I missing something here? Is this just like some wide, does this really just happen in everyone's lives? I don't know. It's very strange. By no way, shape, or form have I been sheltered. I mean, I pretty much feel like I've seen a lot of walks of life, and I just have never really noticed sexual harassment being some widespread problem that plagues women. So, I mean, I'm genuinely asking. In fact, let's give out the phone line to women. That's what we'll do. We'll ask our female audience. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. What do you think about all this? Is sexual harassment a real thing? They've been telling you that the campus is the rape culture of the world or whatever on college campuses. That's obviously ridiculous. It's more like Sweden now, where multiculturalism is failing. But regardless, it's just the weirdest thing to me now. And I can't tell if this is, a self-fulfilling prophecy. Or if there's really an issue here. Because I don't want to sound insensitive when I talk about this stuff, but when you see a rollout of a narrative like this and you see the political undertones, your ears kind of perk up and you start to kind of scratch that curiosity itch that says something else might be behind this. So, but the allegations continue to come out. Look at this. This is from the Telegraph. Kevin Spacey, Old Vic Theater finds 20 allegations of inappropriate behavior. So apparently, these are all on the record at the Old Vic Theater. And it goes back for years. And it's 20 men that are saying that Kevin Spacey was sexually harassing them. Most of them members of the staff at the time. So, now again though, why is it now an issue? Why is it at the forefront now? Why is it, I'm just trying to figure it out. It goes on and on. Of course, the leading story that's really just, I think, the reason why it has so much gravity is because it shows the double standard. Senator Al Franken kissed and groped me without my consent. Nothing funny about it. That's Leanne Tweeden. You heard the clip in the opening segment. And again, this is something that has been known about Al Franken. You can go back and look at his past. This was a story from 2008. Again, this is nothing new. GOP criticized Franken over rape joke in 95 article. This was from June 2008, an article from 95 when Franken made a rape joke. And then I just played for you the clip in the last segment where Franken made a rape joke. alleging that Rob Schneider, Rob Reiner. Rob Schneider is actually a funny, real liberal. Rob Reiner saying that his father beat him and raped him and basically, you know, whored him out to his friends. That's just what Franken joked about. I'm sorry to speak like this, family audience, but that's what Franken joked about. So now it all comes out. Now it's okay to call out Al Franken. How about this one? New York Post, Playmate says Al Franken groped her. So it just goes on and on and on. Everyone covers it now. You can cover Al Franken groping women now, being perverted now. It's all okay. Now it's okay. Even Chelsea Handler can come around now. Even Chelsea Handler wearing her pussy hat has to come around. Chelsea Handler to Juanita Broderick, I believe Bill Clinton raped you. Will she go down the line of the rest of the women that accused Bill Clinton? Kathleen Willey, the list goes on. Funny. Funny how that works. And of course, this is Hillary Clinton, the enabler, the defender, the wife of Bill Clinton. When will they call her out? Is that down the line? How about Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner? Do we forget about these things? But now it's okay. Chelsea Handler says to believe Juanita Broderick. And you know what? Let's go to that now. In fact, do we have the Clinton clip ready to go? Did we pull that, guys? Yes. Let's play Bill Clinton's testimony defending himself against the allegations of him and Monica Lewinsky.
If Monica Lewinsky says that while you were in the Oval Office area, you touched her breast, would she be lying?
Let me say something about all this.
All I really need for you,
okay,
Mr. President,
Bill.
I'm only answering under the previous grounds or to answer the question. You see, because we only have 4 hours and your answers are extremely lengthy.
But go ahead and ask your question.
The question is, if Monica Lewinsky says that while you were in the Oval Office area, you touched her breast, would she be lying?
That is not my recollection. My recollection is that I did not have sexual relations with Ms. Lewinsky, and I'm staying on my former statement about that. My statement is
how is that not perjury?
Sexual relations as defined by that.
If she says that you kissed her breast, would she?
There he is. Oh crap! I just perjured myself. I need to correct that statement.
My former statement.
Okay. If Monica Lewinsky says that while you were in the Oval Office area, you touched her genitalia, would she be lying? That calls for a yes, no, or reverting to your former statement.
I will revert to my statement on that.
If Monica Lewinsky says that you used a cigar as a sexual aid with her in the Oval Office area, would she be lying?
This was the President of the United States, folks. Think about it.
To my former statement.
Think about it. This is the President of the United States with these accusations made against him. Basically pleading the fifth in court using lawyer speak.
Well, that is.
But Roy Moore, Roy Moore is condemned.
I addressed that in my statement, and that I don't believe it.
So there you go, folks. Again, you got to put this all into perspective. You have to look at it from the bigger picture. Why was it okay for Bill Clinton back then? Why was it always okay for Al Franken? Now all of a sudden it's a problem. Why does everyone ignore the allegations against Menendez, but Roy Moore needs to step down? What is going on here? We're going to take some phone calls on the other side. This is The War Room.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's The War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Typically, we would be joined by Roger Stone, but he is involved in some ongoing litigation right now, and he will be taking care of that and be joining us next week. So have no fear, Roger Stone will not be silenced, and with your support, InfoWars will not be silenced either. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We've got 50% specials, 50% off specials still ongoing right now. Now, we can't sell some of these things for 50% off anymore because people rush to the website and actually buy most of the products, and then we have to hold some back because of the auto ship customers, so we have to end those specials. But we still have 50% off Biome Defense, Z-Shield, Caveman, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Blue Fluoride-Free Mouthwash, and Secret 12 Vitamin B12. So all of those 50% off specials are still ongoing. Of course, the big special is that we still have free shipping store-wide. And you can catch major savings on bigger items such as water filters and emergency food supplies when you take advantage of the free shipping that we have extended at InfoWarsStore.com right now. But this is our lifeblood. This is how we go on. This is how we expand. As I sit in this studio on air, Alex is working on something else to make InfoWars better, and a new studio is being put together, bigger, brighter, stronger, louder than any studio we have. And we have new products that we've just introduced at InfoWarsStore.com, FloraLife and Carnivore, and both of these products are at an introductory price of 33% off. So constantly adding new studios, new products because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We're about to go to the phone lines, but folks, I've got breaking news here that no one else wants to touch. No one wants to cover this. No one wants to talk about the real Russian agent that's in Washington, D.C. It's been right in front of us the entire time. So obvious. I can't believe none of us saw it, folks. Alex Ovechkin. That's right. The hockey player from Russia that plays for the Washington Capitals. An all-star. Probably will be in the NHL Hall of Fame. And he was caught colluding with Vladimir Putin. Look at that. Look at that traitor. Look at that operative. Look at that Russian scum. Russian scum. It's ridiculous. So there's Vladimir Putin honoring the great hockey player, Alexander Ovechkin in Russia. Of course, Ovechkin is the star player for the Washington Capitals, the Washington, D.C. hockey team, where he's played for 12 years. And he calls D.C. his second home. But he's not Russian scum. He's not colluding. He's all good to go because Russia's not the bad guy. In fact, Russia could be a great ally of ours if it wasn't for the left trying to start war with them and gaslight the United States citizens on what and who Russia really is. But watch out! Watch out for that Russian scum, Alex Ovechkin. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. I proposed the question specifically to our female audience out there. Have I been missing something my whole life growing up? Being involved in all sorts of activities, not a hermit at all growing up. Seeing, hearing, going to events, concerts, sporting events, covering things, like everything. I've always tried to experience the world, and I've never seen sexual harassment as a major issue. In fact, I don't really even see it much. The few times I did experience it in my youth, it immediately got called out by real men and the situation was taken care of. But so I asked the women in our audience, am I missing something? Is this a real issue? Is this just Hollywood and the entertainment industry projecting their culture on the rest of the world? Or are women really being intimidated and silenced out of this stuff? You've got a news story. Sylvester Stallone accused of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old fan. And then forcing that same fan to also engage in sexual activities with his bodyguard, unless, of course, you're Bill Clinton, then it's not sexual activity, even though it's sex. So what is going on here? Now, again, how are we supposed to know what's real and what's not? How am I supposed to discern what's real and what's not? I don't want to live through the French Revolution where someone accuses you of being an anti-revolutionary and then you get your head chopped off. At the same time, I don't want to live in a country where major industries such as Hollywood and the entertainment industries are dominated by a bunch of sexual predators that then that trickles down into our everyday culture. But I don't know. That's why I ask women, is this something that's really going on? Do you feel that sexual assault is a serious issue? Is toxic masculinity a real issue? Or is this all being foisted upon us because of a larger political agenda? Let's start with Alyssa in Oregon. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Hey, Owen.
Hello.
To answer your question, no. The thing is, the way this whole thing is being spun, it's like you said, they want to blame all men for the actions of the few powerful elite that are exploiting, you know, their positions of power to take advantage of people less influential than they are. And, you know, it's just amazing to see the hypocrisy happening between Al Franken, the reaction with Al Franken as opposed to the reaction with Roy Moore, which I believe now 100% is a PR rollout.
You know what? And you know what? See, and here's what we tend to do, Alyssa, in this very tight news cycle that we live in now, where it's like 24-hour, 48-hour cyclone that we go through, and we kind of lose perspective on things. Let's not forget, there was a 1 million women's march on Washington, D.C. because of the allegations against Trump. Where are the women's marches against Al Franken? Where are the women's marches against Harvey Weinstein? Where are the women's marches against Bill Clinton, who has statues in his honor in Arkansas? That's what you're saying, though. The hypocrisy is so thick you could cut it with a knife.
Exactly. And here's the thing, too, is that, you know, I'm hearing this. The more I hear about the Roy Moore case, the shakier it is. And the more I hear about Al Franken, the more solid it gets. Like, for example, you know, there was this narrative going around, and I think Alex still has yet to read the open letter that he wrote to Sean Hannity, where he flat out denies that he even went and tried to court teenage girls. He says that never happened. So this whole thing is just falling apart with Roy Moore. And then
Moore handled the entire Hannity thing terribly, I think, unfortunately for him. Perhaps he was truly trying to be honest, and that's just sometimes what happens, is you just fumble over your words and things can be misspoke. But regardless, it's definitely not fair, I would say, for Roy Moore to be going through what he's going through.
Exactly. And the thing that made me question it is, you know, initially, and, you know, there was some part of me that was like, oh, what if this is true? Because, you know, there is such an epidemic of this in positions of power, not with men generally, but with men and women in positions of power. But the thing is the way that the swamp tried to eat him and, you know, throw him out, when the swamp is just filled with this type of scum, and if he really did this, they would probably just whisk him right into the Senate if he really was a sexual predator, because then he'd be blackmailable. So I don't know. This whole thing just doesn't, it stinks.
Great point. Great point. Thank you for the call, Alyssa. Great point. Is that how he gets involved in government? Because he's blackmailed by all of these sexual assault allegations in the past. But again, you know, I didn't expect I would go find old jokes of Al Franken, Franken joking about baby rape. I didn't think I'd go find an old article in Harvard Crimson where he's saying he doesn't like homosexuals. He was glad that one of them died. So it's just like, and I'm not the only one that knew this stuff was out there. Other people knew this stuff was out there. But the hypocrisy is really, I think, what stands out of all of this. And the people of Alabama, I think, are just sick of the entire nation trying to decide their election. But there's a reason for that.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right. I opened up the phone lines for women to call in to voice their opinions on all the sexual harassment allegations that are coming down the pike. And we'll get to this in a second, guys. I forgot. I want to go here first. And again, there's all of these signs that now we're going to talk about this like it's a serious issue. This is a serious problem. Everybody has to deal with this. Everybody has to face this reality. Men assaulting women and sexual assault of men and bullying and toxic masculinity. All of this needs to be addressed now. We're finally doing something about it. We're being progressive. We're addressing this head on. Even though it really seems to all be coming out of Hollywood and our government. But here's another sign that this is just another push by the establishment to kind of brainwash people into a mindset. This is from Elise Hu on Twitter, who is a correspondent for NPR. NPR, well, she says, big turnout for NPR's board meetings, public session. As we confront our workplace sexual harassment issues, we are in overflow room. So now everyone is having this. NPR holds a board meeting on public, a public board meeting confronting their own workplace sexual harassment issues. Actually, now that I'm recalling, I do believe there was some head of NPR that just went down for sexual harassment allegations. Somebody see if you can pull that up. But now that I'm recalling, I do remember seeing that. There was some member at NPR that got accused of sexual assault. So is that a single issue or is that a widespread issue? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Chairman steps down as NPR grapples with harassment crisis. I mean, what? So that's what I'm saying. Am I missing something? Have I been missing this my entire life? And I've worked in the media. It's the craziest thing. Look, I've worked in media. Folks, there is an aspect of media. And it's not, this is just, it's just men and women. This is how they've been operating for a long time. When you enter sports media, when you enter sports media and you're a young, single girl, and let's say you start out as a sideline reporter, have you noticed a pattern emerging? They all, I shouldn't say all, a lot of them end up getting married to athletes. Why do you think that is? So, you know, like, at some point, let's just, it's just crazy. It's just corrupting people's minds into thinking a certain thing about reality, about men, about women, about sex. But here is the meme of the day, folks. At War Room Memes on Twitter. This is the meme of the day. CNN breaking. Picture of Roy Moore surfaces groping a media reporter while she was sleeping. And of course, the joke is there are no photos of Roy Moore assaulting any women. That's Al Franken. And that comes from Freddie Fred at Made in America. Made_in_America. You win meme of the day. Funny stuff there at at War Room Memes on Twitter. We will retweet your memes. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Alicia in New York. Go ahead, Alicia.
Hi, Owen.
Hi.
So I think the answer to your question is a little bit of a yes and a no. Like, if you're missing something, I think it's just in when there's power involved, when there's the feeling that you can get away with it, or like in Hollywood.
Okay, so not to cut you off, I just want to kind of clarify this. So it really is a specific section of our culture, or better yet, of our society, such as Hollywood, such as some of these halls of power in the government, big entertainment, and you're saying that it's really more kind of secluded to those areas of our society, you believe?
I think so. I think, like, people who are predators in that sense, like, they have to feel that they have the power to do it, that they'll be able to get away with it, or either they're part of a group where that's, like, the tone. And I think that's part of what happened in Hollywood, where it's like...
You know what, then? Let me ask you this question, then. Because one thing that we have noticed, and obviously there's gray areas and anomalies to everything, but one thing that seems to be true is, with a lot of times when this happens to athletes... They really don't get away with it. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there always seems to be a media outrage. Yeah. And most of the time it may not even make it to court, but there's always a media outrage whenever an athlete gets accused. But you don't see that in these other walks of life.
Yeah, I mean, I guess with the athletes, there's probably they go into it with a sense of that they're going to get away with it. And if all they get is kind of a slap on the wrist and some bad press and they get to play and keep their contract, then... In a sense, you know, that is kind of getting away with it.
Or do you think, and again, I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate, not that I don't think that this could be true, but, or do you think that maybe a lot of times the accusations coming against the athletes are actually false?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a part of it too. I mean, I think that there is a kind of opportunism that happens from the would-be victim side, where, you know, someone would say, well, maybe I can get some money out of this person, maybe I can, you know, blackmail them or get some publicity for myself. So, I mean, I think there's that element too, like people or women putting themselves in positions that are a little sketchy and thinking that it's going to get them something. And then it maybe doesn't turn out the way they want. And then, you know, it's this whole big blown out thing of, you know, accusing someone and kind of coming forward and saying that.
So let's take this one step further. Let's say that we do have issues in government and in Hollywood, but more specifically in government. I mean, Hollywood is its own little thing. Government is publicly funded. What do we start to do now if we take all of these allegations seriously and we want to clean up government from sexual predators like perhaps an Al Franken or allegedly a Roy Moore? I mean, what do you think the answer to this is? I mean, should Al Franken step down? Should Roy Moore be removed from the race? How do these things get handled when we haven't even had any court cases? You know, we don't even know what was possibly illegal, but there's this media outcry. I mean, what do you think is the way to handle all of these allegations?
Yeah, I think in the case of Al Franken, I mean, there's this evidence right there that I don't even, you know, not that he doesn't deserve his day in court, but I think there's enough reason for him to possibly, like has to step down or resign from his duties. In the case of Roy Moore, and it's more of like a time is of the essence thing because of the race that's actually going on right now. But I don't know. I mean, I think he should possibly be able to stay in, and then if it's actually confirmed and they find out that this is all true and there was something illegal, then, you know, later on there could be, you know, they could look to get him out of that seat and do whatever is necessary to fill it. But
well, yeah, and I think that is obviously the real issue on the back burners with the whole Roy Moore thing is, yes, they have character assassinated him. Yes, they have smeared his name. And you know, maybe the allegations are true. Maybe they're not. It doesn't look like there was anything illegal. That's not the point. The point is to, for the Democrats and the left, the point is to character assassinate someone in order to get your political objective through. So for me, I would say Roy Moore should stick it out and he just should finish this thing. And my guess is when it's all said and done, this is all going to disappear because it's probably mostly made up or, you know, exaggerated to begin with. And then as far as Franken is concerned, I don't know how he recovers from this. He's publicly embarrassed. He's a complete joke now. No one could ever take him seriously again. This photo is how he will be remembered for the rest of his career. So I don't think Franken really has any other choice simply because the public outcry. Thank you so much for the call, Alicia. Let's take another call before the segment comes to a close. Let's go to Juliet. You've got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thank you for taking my call. Well, as far as sexual harassment, I can say from experience, I think it should be a case-to-case basis. Never in my life have I ever been on the workplace or anywhere where I've experienced sexual harassment. I do, however, I think your last two callers really hit the nail on the head with that. But I do, however, from a personal point of view, I experienced something when I was very young, and it's pretty funny that during the election last year, it was the women that were hyping up the allegations against Trump. And if anything, that probably led to me having, I guess you could say, PTSD in a way of things of the past, because these same women would not get my back in a situation like I just described.
I see what you're saying. So, and so there's like two kind of back angles there where they're forcing real victims to have to relive these things while at the same time they're making real victim stories less audible, less heard, because they're shouting their fake claims from the top of the mountain and getting all the attention.
Absolutely. And it's like, that's exactly what it is. It's for attention.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. Infowars.com/.
The American way of life is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, I wanted to hold our last caller over, Juliet in New Jersey, because she's hitting on a subject of discussion here that I haven't really heard discussed before, and that is, again, it kind of shows the insensitive nature, not to, I just call it as I see it, folks, but it's really of the left, of the Democrats, where she says that she never experienced sexual harassment in the workplace, but as a youth, as a kid, she did have a traumatic experience. She didn't share the details of that, but she said how when the allegations against Trump started coming out, it kind of forced her to kind of relive some of those negative feelings and negative emotions. And I think that maybe there's an angle there that we haven't talked about enough, where because of Weinstein Gate, people who perhaps did have something experienced in the past that they either didn't want to talk about, or it just was something that was there and now it's kind of taken care of and over with. And now they're all having to relive this and think about it again. And it's another situation where I feel like this is people who don't care about who they run over in the way. In fact, pull up the Bronco comic that we just had where Bill Clinton is getting run over. These people don't care about who they run over. They don't care about who they smear. They don't care about who they destroy. It's all about their political agenda. So, Juliet, just explain to me again what you were saying before the break about how these allegations come forward and women who maybe perhaps did get victimized by sexual assault have to relive it all.
Yeah. Well, I think also, too, with the breaking down, breaking men down in this country and like the toxic masculinity, that's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of in my life because, I mean, just to generalize men like that in that way is not just insulting to, you know, the men in my family. I have a wonderful man who loves me. We have a beautiful son together. But to generalize men like that is disgusting. But
well, thank you for standing up for men. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Any day. I have five younger brothers, too. And they would never treat a woman like that. But anyway, oh, God, I could go in 100 directions with this. But during the election, a lot of things did resurface from all these allegations. And it's like, it feels like nowadays people only want to hold Donald Trump accountable and no one else is held accountable for their actions either. But, you know, everyone can act the way they want, but, you know, except for Donald Trump. He's the only person that has to have morals and standards and this and that and this and that, which is ridiculous. But,
yeah. For the quote unquote little people out there or the regular people out there, you know, when you're victimized by something like this, it's not a big deal. But if Hillary Clinton points the finger at Donald Trump and says, look at his accusers, then it's a media outcry. And I could see how that could be demeaning to people who have actually been victimized by this. But real quick, thank you for the call so much, Juliet. Real quick, guys, let's play this. Roy Moore's attorney demands the release of the accuser's yearbook that they tried to claim Roy Moore signed that they used as evidence, and it's allegedly fake.
Back in 2000, the Judge Moore asked me to be his campaign manager, campaign chairman, and it was one of the greatest honors and remains today and always will be one of the greatest honors of my life. During that time and afterwards, he asked me to be his attorney, and I was one of the attorneys that represented him in the Ten Commandments case. And as you know, there have been some other cases over the last 20 years. And I've traveled with Judge Moore all over the state, different states across the nation. I've been with him in probably over 100 different meetings and been around probably in excess of 10,000 different ladies in Judge Moore's presence. And not once, not one time, have I ever seen him act even remotely inappropriate against any woman, toward any woman. Not when they were walking away, not when he and I were in private afterwards. That's the man that I know and that I've known for the last 24 years. You may remember on Monday, Ms. Nelson and Ms. Allred, in support, really the only piece of evidence they had in addition to the allegations was a yearbook where they claimed that it had been signed. And they said very specifically, look back at what they said. Everything on that page, they said, was written
by Judge Moore.
All right, so is the signature forged? Is it real? They asked for the yearbook to be presented. Will they come forward with the evidence?
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. You will recognize my next guest, Candace Owens. You can find her on Twitter at Red Pill Black, on YouTube at Red Pill Black, and on Facebook. Oh, wait, nope, you can't find her on Facebook. She has been banned. I'm not surprised they banned you from Facebook, Candace, especially after the debate you had with Blair White and your feelings upon those issues, but you're gone. You're off of Facebook. You don't exist. You've been shut down. So I declare as a white person, I'm going to speak for black people that Facebook is racist against black people. Now I'm making that declaration right here, right now.
It is. It is racist, actually, which is so funny because all I did was defend white people against segregation, which apparently, look, my life has gotten extremely controversial since I came out publicly with the fact that I like white people. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Well, that's like the biggest crime nowadays. Don't you know? Now you're a Nazi sympathizer.
I was like, hey, I kind of like white people. They're not that bad. And all of a sudden, I'm shadow banned on Twitter. Facebook suspended my account. I can't like anything or see anything. And it was literally because New York Times ran a really crappy article entitled, "Can My Children Be Friends with White People?" And I called them out, you know, kind of satirically and said, no, they shouldn't be friends with white people. What are we advocating for? Segregation, essentially? And me criticizing them advocating for segregation was the bigger crime, apparently.
Yeah, you had that. Then you had this new thing about meet a black person. We're going to help white people meet black people now. I thought, you know, you could do that just, you know, in school or, you know, an everyday walk of life. I didn't know we needed to. But regardless, let's
get
back
to you. We're right back at Jim Crow.
Well, only if you're on Facebook, though. No. Only if you're on Facebook, if you have to be victimized by the Jim Crow laws on Facebook now. But it says that you didn't follow the community standards. What exactly are they saying? Is it just you're basically a racist?
Yeah, they said, the exact words were saying that they do not let people on their platform that advocate for, you know, against people's race, gender, or sex. And quite literally, I was making fun of an article that was making fun of white people, essentially. And it was wrong. They shouldn't have allowed the article to float. New York Times shouldn't have published it. And I took a satirical stab at what they were advocating. But Facebook, I guess, takes the side of the New York Times. New York Times can talk about segregation. Just imagine if Ann Coulter wrote an article entitled, "Can My Children Be Friends with Black People?"
They'd probably call for her to be lynched.
Yeah, they would more than call for her to be lynched. She would have to double up on the security that she already needs just for being a conservative woman. No white person in the entire world could run something called "Can My Children Be Friends with Black People" without being labeled a racist or a sexist, but they can openly print that on the New York Times, and it's absolute horse crap.
I would suspect that when you posted that, when you posted your post responding to the New York Times, that you probably had people death threatening you in your responses, but my guess is they're not banned from Facebook.
No, nobody ever gets banned for Facebook unless you support white people. If you like white people in this country, I mean, the year is 2017, you should know that that is a no-no. And the thing that's so funny is in this article, what I always speak out against is this idea of self-imposed segregation. I mean, there are literally dormitories where black people are choosing safe spaces, so they have all black dorms. And that's literally everything that is opposite of what Martin Luther King and Malcolm X died for. People are imposing segregation on themselves, and of course, the media is perpetuating it. So it's absolute nonsense. And when I see something like that, I call out for what it is. And that's not allowed, apparently. So.
Well, I mean, it must be brutal for you to be banned from Facebook, but it's not permanent though, right? They're going to let you back on there, you bigot.
Yeah, they told me it was just going to be a day, but I'm still not able to get into my account, which is not too surprising. And, you know, it was kind of like last night, we were like Saudi Arabia, like people, all the, except for us, it was negative, and all the conservatives got arrested last night. You know what I mean? What happened? But we had people's check marks being pulled away. I was kicked off of Facebook. I mean, I don't know if they had that meeting and they rang the bell and they were like, go get them.
This is actually ridiculous because... No, but it's all proven in the fact that they banned you, because what you basically did was you took the New York Times article and then sarcastically, as kind of a parody, you took it one step further in your post. Like, yeah, no, don't be friends with white people. White people are the devil. Like, how dare you? But that's essentially what the New York Times alleges, but you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to criticize them, and it's getting crazy. I mean, New York Times should not have been able to run that article whatsoever. That question is so offensive. Every person should be offensive. And we're talking about children. That's what pisses me off the most about this article. They're talking about children, and children do not see color. They do not see race. They might notice slight differences and have questions, but they don't think in that regard, can I play with this person because their skin is brown, or can I play with this person because their skin is white? And yet, the New York Times feels that in 2017, the article, obviously, they're tracing it back to Trump. Everything is Trump's fault. Whether or not your children play with black or white kids is now Trump's fault. It was a totally crappy piece. And if people want to talk about self-imposed segregation, I'm going to make fun of them for it, you know, and that's exactly what I did. And now I'm on timeout.
That's right. You're in timeout. You're in Facebook timeout. You're in the Facebook penalty box. They said 24 hours, but it looks like they'll probably maybe keep you in there, maybe 48, 72.
Yeah, and they gave me a warning. This is like the third time they've given me a warning. So I guess it was three strikes and then you get banned, for 48 hours.
Have you learned your lesson though? It doesn't sound like you've learned your lesson.
Okay, admittedly, I haven't learned my lesson. That's because I'm so confused. Each and every time I get banned or I get in trouble with Facebook, it's because I'm advocating on behalf of something that's not right that's happening to white people. The other time it was my video where I actually just read out loud Black Lives Matter's list of demands for white people. I didn't curse. I didn't call the girl a moron, which she absolutely was. And they gave me a strike on Facebook because I said that this list was ridiculous and it was embarrassing to the black community to ask for handouts like that. That's not okay.
So you're a multiple time offender.
Yeah.
Well, actually my crew just enlightened me. I didn't realize this, but I knew we got banned from this show, got banned on Facebook from doing live streams. And then I think it was because I used a certain word that starts with T perhaps. Then they didn't reinstate us and the crew had to actually request Facebook reinstate us and stop banning us from live streaming because apparently they forgot. Yeah.
I actually don't even know what their system is.
Yeah,
I don't know what their system is. I don't know if you know it or if it's humans looking at it or if it's computers. I'm assuming it's a bunch of liberal trolls who do this full time and they find out who they hate. Obviously, if you're a liberal, you hate the entire InfoWar community. Obviously, if you're a liberal, you hate Candace Owens. And I think that they go onto our wall and they hit report and they pretend they're super offensive. But what's really annoying about that is that people can advocate for Donald Trump to be shot in the head on Facebook, and those posts do not get removed. I have seen countless posts. You have Snoop Dogg who's advocating for him to be in a casket, and I'm pretty sure his accounts are all still active across social media. So this is just a conservative crackdown that we're seeing all the time. And that's why I'm so happy that people like PragerU have stepped up to the plate and are suing Google and are suing YouTube. And I hope Facebook gets sued too, because they're not even hiding it anymore. They don't even care. You know, it's this.
Yeah. Project Veritas caught him on video saying they censor us. Roger Stone is suing Twitter. But just to prove what Candace Owens is saying is true. This is from Meme Alert, and they do great work over there, and they have gone ahead and found they say Twitter is unverifying any verified accounts that show any hints of racism or bigotry because it doesn't meet community standards. But then they went and they found some people with the verified check that said, white people don't have any rights. Good morning, y'all. Please remember as you go about your day that we're in this mess because of white people. Another one, the whites are so canceled in my world. All white people are racist. It just goes on and on. White people can die. Affinity Magazine, Olsen twins age like bananas because they're white.
Information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. My guest is Candace Owens, and she has been banned from Facebook because she's a conservative. And of course, that means you're obviously a racist. No doubt. You're a conservative. You're definitely a racist. So she was banned from Facebook, but she is still on Twitter and YouTube. You can find her at Red Pill Black. Candace, I was posing this question to the audience, specifically women. In fact, we're going to take some more calls from our female audience members on the other side.
Cool.
I am somebody who has never been sheltered. I've never been a hermit. I've always been someone who's active, out and about all the time, out in society, out in the culture, you know, trying to experience everything. That's always how I've lived my life. And I've never really seen sexual harassment. I've never really seen it as an issue. I've never really been around it. It's never really been anything that is, you know, a constant thing. I've seen one thing in my life, or maybe two, where perhaps there was some sexual harassment, but it really turned out to just be regrets in the end, if you will. And so as I'm seeing all of these accusations and allegations and all of these meetings now being held at all these companies and NPR, and we have to address sexual harassment and toxic masculinity, and I pose the audience to the question to the female audience, and I'll pose it to you, and then we'll take some more calls. Have I been missing something? Am I missing something? Are women really this taken advantage of and this victimized by toxic masculinity? Is sexual assault really something that women have to endure and remain silent on? Are they really bullied out of this? Am I missing something? Or is this really just totally being blown out of proportion, and it's really just one small fragment of our society that has this in their culture, and they're just trying to project it on the rest of us for their political agenda? Or have I been missing something? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You've been missing something. You missed the day that the definition of sexual assault changed. So that's what happened. Obviously, I went to college. I remember when I realized something was up is when they started saying like 2 out of every 4 girls that goes to college is sexually assaulted. And I'm thinking, if that's true, why the hell are parents sending their kids to college? Why are they sending their daughters to college? If you know that the chances are, like, bye, honey, good luck, you're going to get raped.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I was in college, okay, and I had plenty of friends, female friends in college, and I don't remember sexual assault ever being an issue. I remember there was one time where there was some creeper that was going around breaking into females' homes and, like, staring at them. But again, that wasn't a college student, obviously. So it's like, where, if it's 2 in every 4 girl, if it's every other girl, how come none of it, it never happened to any of my friends?
Never happened to any of my girlfriends. I went to college, pledged a sorority. It never happened to any of the girls that I knew. Now, interesting, the word that you said was regret. I don't know if you know, but I did a video called Rape versus Regret. Here's the difference. I did that very early on before I kind of exploded as Red Pill Black. But you can check it out on YouTube, and I talk about it. Hey, I've seen many girls have a bad night where they can't remember what happened, and I'm pretty sure the guys they were with don't remember what happened either. Welcome to being in college. Welcome to people drinking. Welcome to understanding what the effects of alcohol are. I mean, does nobody know that alcohol makes you forget things? Like, that's now suddenly like an excuse. It's like being like, I snorted cocaine and I robbed this bank, but like I snorted cocaine before it, so I feel like I shouldn't have to be responsible. There are effects to drugs. There are effects to drinking. When you do something that alters...
Pause right there, because I want to take it one step further. Because it's not just about the effects of alcohol and drinking, but also you have to consider the media and how they have kind of pushed this culture onto college where it's all about getting drunk, it's all about partying, it's all about like being like Kim Kardashian and you know, showing yourself off and going out there and you know, being a sex symbol. So there's that angle to this too. Carry on.
And I'm going to tell you how it's going to backfire. These women that stay on a platform and say, I was sexually assaulted, you know, I got really, really drunk, but then I didn't want to have sex and I woke up and I regret it and now I'm pressing charges. They are creating a society. I think women forget that men don't just get dropped from the sky from a stork. Like, we give birth to them. They're creating a society that their sons are going to have to grow up in. So to me, for every woman that fakes a sexual assault, my wish for her, not for her son, is to have to understand the impact of that. You're going to have a son, and that's going to happen to him when he's a good kid. He goes to college, he sleeps with a girl, and now she in the morning goes, you know what, I didn't really want to do that, and she gets to report sexual assault. Women are being taught that they are raped.
Candace Owens just blew my mind, folks. Obviously the answer to toxic masculinity is to just get rid of women. I mean, you guys are the ones that are making all these toxic men. I didn't make any toxic men.
Yeah, no,
it was my mother.
You're innocent.
My mother made me. I blame my mother.
Oh my gosh, you are totally right. If we want to get rid of toxic masculinity, we just need to get rid of women. But I'm horrified by the community. I'm horrified about how the definitions have changed. Even when I was in school, I learned that rape, it really was that image of having someone drop something into your drink. It's date raped and you're getting like dragged out and you can't speak. Now it literally is, I can be within my right mind. I can get, you know, all yapped up, drink a bunch of shots, have, and then sleep with someone and wake up and go, yeah, no, I changed my mind. I want to read you yesterday and go to the police station. And that ruined somebody's entire life. So it's really disgusting, but I am sympathetic to the people that say they were sexually assaulted because, they're being taught that. Like, you have no idea the way that we are being encouraged to think like this. So I don't hate these women. I just, I hate the people that are putting this now into the education system.
I see. Yeah. So it's kind of like another angle of the liberal indoctrination that has been built into higher education now.
Correct. It's 100% indoctrination. I my heart goes out to these women because, you know, when I was growing up, it was just like, you know, kids, hormones, drinking, some mistakes, and you learn and you edit yourself the next day. And now I have actually had friends that have said, written articles like, was I sexually assaulted? Like, after they read something, they're like, wait, was I sexually assaulted? It's like they were totally fine with what transpired, and they're going back and trying to re-understand the data. And that's what I'm indoctrinating.
Yeah, and you
does.
Know, that's not really a fair process to apply because, again, I don't want to sound insensitive here, but it's like if you make any other mistake when you're drunk, you know, any other mistake, you know, drinking and driving, sex, whatever it is, any mistake while you're drunk or you know, you can't go back and say, oh, I regret that. It doesn't count. If you get drunk and then drive your car, you can't show up to the judge and be like, oh, but judge, I was drunk. I regret it. No, that doesn't
make
sense.
That is exactly what I said.
You are
verbatim.
Held responsible. Yeah, go ahead.
That is exactly what I said verbatim in my video, Rape versus Regret. I said, you can't undo that. You can't be like, oh, I'm sorry, judge. I was high on PCP when I shot those three people. You know, like, you don't get a redo. You do dumb things when you do drugs and when you do alcohol and things that you regret. Unfortunately, you have to deal with the consequences. You know, you don't get to blame the person that gave you the drugs or blame the drug itself. This is a part of learning and it's a part of growing up. So, I'm a staunch advocate against that. And that's one of the main components. I mean, I did that video. That was my second video, I think I did. And I speak out against it all the time. And because I just have a feeling that we are creating a society that it is impossible for our someday sons to thrive in.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Russia House with Alex Jones. I drank a bunch of Russian vodka, and I woke up, you know, a month later, and Trump was president, and Putin is controlling the White House. I regret getting drunk on Russian vodka at Russian House and then, you know, putting Trump in office, but there's nothing I can do about it now. I just got to own up to it, and I got to move forward. Okay, we're going to take more of your phone calls on the other side. We're taking calls from our female audience members. What are your thoughts on this sexual harassment stuff? Is it really an epidemic or just a political agenda? Don't go anywhere.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique
unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWars Life.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
When will Hillary Clinton be condemned for her shoving victims of sexual assault under the bus? Maybe that's coming next. You know, Hillary Clinton is really scared for her life right now. She's going around telling people that it will be an authoritarian regime, a dictatorship, if there's any justice waged against her or if there's any investigation into her. Folks, that is because she is scared to death. She knows that she is in the crosshairs of justice. She knows that she is one of the biggest criminals in American history in the public view. So she's trying to already cast a shadow on any investigation or justice against her by saying, well, it's an authoritarian dictatorship if any investigation is done to me. No, it's real and you're a criminal. And that's why she's so scared right now saying this stuff. But during the break, my producer was saying that she thought it was naive of Candace and I to say we don't know any victims of sexual assault, to which I said, I'm just speaking from experience. None of my friends have ever reported that as a real issue, that it's actually happened to them, at least that I can really recall. Maybe just once or twice some again, but it's always usually stuff because you're drunk and it's kind of just, you know, blurred lines. And the one time it really happened, it was a fake account. It was a fake charge. And so then we kind of went down the line of discussion. Well, then when you have the people starting fake allegations and fake accusations, that then scares real victims into not wanting to report their experience because they think they'll be called fake or they'll be laughed out of a discussion. So obviously the lines are very blurred. It's very convoluted. But right now, I believe it's being used as a political issue to take down their political opponents. So I'm with Candace Owens right now. Real quick, Candace, what are your thoughts on what I just said before we go to the phone lines?
I agree with you. Again, I didn't say that I don't know any victims of sexual assault. I'm saying I don't know any victims of what sexual assault used to be. I draw a very hard line in the sand when we are talking about people that get drunk and go back with their own 2 feet to somebody's home and they have sex and they don't recall things. I don't think that's sexual assault. And that's not when I was growing up. That's not what I was taught sexual assault is. So I don't know any true victims of sexual assault. And the only people that I do know do it, they recall it now and go, well, maybe that was sexual assault. And that's because the definition has changed.
Yeah. And honestly, I would say the only real experience, and again, these are blurred lines, is with athletes. And trust me, many athletes that you just never hear about because you've never heard of their name because they're bench warmers end up going to jail. College athletes end up going to jail because of sexual assault claims against them. But usually what happens is when the bigger athletes get accused of sexual assault, it gets brushed under the rug because the university can't afford to take that hit. This is something that I was closely to this stuff at the University of Missouri. It happened against their football team. It happened against their basketball team. How come all of these liberal media outlets don't attack the NCAA or these college programs for protecting young men that think they're king of campus and go around and touch whatever female they want? That never seems to get brought up. So it's all very confusing. Let's take a call here. Let's go to Donna in California. You're on the air with Candace Owens. Go ahead.
Hi, Candace and Owen. First time caller. I'm a crisis counselor and a mandated reporter, and just listening to your guys' conversation and listening about all that, I was a victim. In 81, I had a guy attack me, and I had to run for my life pretty much. He ended up raping
us. Was this in the workplace, Donna?
Yes, it actually was. I used to clean banks at night, and so I was just cleaning the windows, and the guy was outside. He walked up to me. Did not know him from anywhere. He tried to drag me out in the forest. I live in a small resort area. He basically chased me up the mountain, across the highway part. I did a football stance, and I knocked him down, and I made him roll down the hill. So I was fortunate, but what I did for the victims that he attacked and the woman, he actually tied up an old man and a lady, and nobody would press charges. And I said, he is not getting away with this. And I was 19 years old at the time. And I put him away for 3 years. Found out the guy, he had a child from one of the friends. I had a child the same time. He was in the hospital. And that's deja vu all over again. But so I had all this anxiety built up. And so I ended up having to have therapy. And what I did is I changed that around. Instead of being a victim, I started giving back to other people. Once I did my 4.5 years of therapy, I was able to get through all those emotional blocks and everything. So you got to give it back. You got to say there are real victims out there. But what I see in the media, they're just playing this game for the real victims that are out there, the children, the men, the women that are the real victims. It pushes us into a place that we are vulnerable, but the people that didn't get the help or are struggling with their healing and their emotions, how are we to go forward in life if we have to constantly see that the people that we count on for the laws to govern our countries, our cities, And how are we to go forward in life when they are attacking the women, the children? And so they are going to be silent. But I see the Moore situation. My mother was married at 14. So it was in the day, and I think that's creepy. But, you know, it happened. But I see that there was a fine line, and I do support Moore, but I would like to see more evidence. I'm not throwing him under the bus until I see the actual proof. I just see all these people are sacrificing our children, our women, our men, for what? For power. And so these people thinking they're going to get somewhere, but they're sacrificing themselves. And instead of empowering themselves, they have to be stronger and put that out to say, I am worthy. I am not going to allow people like this to push me into a place where I have to give my soul up. And that stands up for us. We have, you know, we as a society, we have to bring this out for people, for the children. This is our future. And those little children, when I saw the video that you showed with Millie, that just broke my heart.
Oh, yeah.
These parents are responsible for their future, for their upbringing. They have no choice in this matter. They have to be brought up into a situation that they can't even, I can't even imagine that. That just made me so sad. It brought up memories of my childhood. I was sexually abused.
Right. And that's why I wanted to ask you this. When you start to see some of these stories come through the mainstream media, let's say, for example, Ashley Judd talking about sexual assault, you are a real victim. I would imagine the trauma that you had to live through is something that was something you truly had to live through. But you see all the accounts of the sexual harassment in Hollywood where it's like, oh, you know, there was some sort of creepy thing, but I kind of knew what was going on, so I get a movie role. I mean, how does that impact you as someone that was victimized by this?
I see them playing this very vicious game with each other. And I said, if you saw me, you'll say, you're a beautiful woman, Donna. And I said, well, they will say, well, where did you get that scar on your face? And I said, well, that was actually from an axe. I can be comfortable in my own self now. I can talk about it. But at the time when I was going through the emotional part of it, and I was 26 years old, and I had to go backwards and pull out that jump that everybody gave to me. But I said, you know what? I'm worthy. I have a plan in life.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Donna. I've got 30 seconds left here, and Candace has to go. Candace, what's your response here to Donna before we go?
I just wanted to say that it's nail on the head in terms of what I was saying, is that what they're doing now is cheapening real sexual assault. And what she's talking about is real sexual assault. What we're seeing now is, oh, I went to a guy's hotel room at 3 a.m. to drink and talk about my career, and I didn't know that he was going to do something. You know, that's BS. This is a woman that was just attacked, Donna, and I'm really sorry that happened to you. But that is not the definition of sexual assault today.
Yeah, it's really shocking. And then, of course, sharing her account and thinking about the fact that what she went through, now they just put a transsexual naked in front of a child, and that's considered okay. Thank you for sharing your account, Donna. Thank you, Candace Owens. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There's a certain satisfaction in this story. Very satisfying. It satisfies a taste bud that is really rare to satisfy in such a beautiful way. Just like when the Bill Clinton rape t-shirt was being caught on cameras of mainstream television news and people yelling, Bill Clinton is rapist, InfoWars.com. Just like those beautiful moments that just are so savory to consume. The latest, this is on InfoWars.com. School punishes seventh grader over fake news shirt worn during trip to CNN. This is a seventh grade boy in DeKalb County, Georgia, and his class was set to take a field trip to CNN headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. And the school forced him to remove his shirt. Now, this is beautiful for a number of reasons. I'm going to cover all the reasons why this is beautiful. One, the boy's parents, Nancy and Stan Jester, are both elected officials in Georgia. Nancy, a county commissioner, and Stan, a school board member. So how do you like that? Elected members of their local government down there in DeKalb County are InfoWars fans. How do you like that? That's right. The Info Warriors are taking over. We're everywhere. We are everywhere. But get this. So they make him remove the shirt. And guys, pull up this shirt on the InfoWars store, if you could, please. The fake news network, mock CNN shirt. So the kid wears this shirt in a stroke of brilliance. I don't know if this was his idea or his parents' idea. If it was his idea, what a smart young man. Chooses to wear the fake news network shirt to the field trip to CNN. The school says, oh, this is not an InfoWars.com shirt. Okay, I thought we had this shirt. I think we have a similar shirt with CNN being fake news. There's ours. CNN is fake news. Regardless, he wears this fake news network mocking the CNN logo shirt to school to go to the CNN headquarters field trip. The school makes him remove it. But get this. The same school district, DeKalb County, had members of their school take a knee during the national anthem during a playoff game, which the school endorsed. So, again, think about this. Public school, supposed to be neutral, right down the center, not biased when it comes to free speech, endorses the controversial action of kneeling for the national anthem, which disrespects our country and our veterans, but bans the free speech of the seventh grader to wear a fake news network shirt to a field trip to CNN, which hates our country to begin with. So does that not really tell a story right there, folks? And we're going to try to get this boy on as a guest, this young man. Seventh grade Jackson Jester. An up-and-coming good American citizen. Apparently it was his idea to wear this shirt. He wanted to buy the fake news network shirt and wear it to CNN. Boy, I'll tell you, in seventh grade, I could have probably told you every baseball player on the Cardinals' stats up and down. If only I would have known back then what I know now, or been as politically inclined as this young man. So we're going to try to get him on. But, folks, this is how you make a statement in the culture. This is how you wave your flag of free speech and conservatism, is by wearing t-shirts that are loud and in the face of the establishment that wants to tear this country down. We've got our own version. CNN is fake news t-shirt. You can see it right there. It's got the black t-shirt with the CNN logo on it and then is fake news under it. Yeah, you want to get a rise out of people. You want to get a response out of people. You want to find like-minded people. Throw on a CNN is fake news shirt and you will truly be the center of attention. And there's all kinds of shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. We just put out a bunch of new shirts. One shirt that Alex really loves is the new Gadsden Snake shirt with the won't tread on me. That's the softest shirt. I don't know. We've got all different styles of shirts, folks. Like all different fabrics, all different makes, all different models, all different ideas. It's just amazing everything we have at the InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, there is the Won't Tread on Me new shirt that Alex absolutely raves about. You can find only at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping store-wide right now, big ticket items. We've got 50% off specials store-wide as well. And then we've got new products such as Floralife and Carnivore that we just released with a 33% off introductory price. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. This is how you stick your thumb in the eye of the establishment when they are trying to tell you you don't exist. And you know that you have Alex's pledge to expand InfoWars to the next level, build more studios, hire more reporters, hire more crew, and just totally destroy the narrative of the mainstream establishment that wants to end America in the name of globalism. All right, let's take a couple more calls here, and we're going to spread out the topics of discussion here as we were more focused in the first hour and a half of the show. on sexual harassment and women's opinion on it. Let's go to Zach in St. Louis, who wants to talk about what if Hillary Clinton would have won. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? So first, I just want to ask you, you know, we're a year past the election now. If Hillary had won the election, where would we be right now? How do you see the world as if Hillary was running it?
Well, you have to consider that you would have had all of the momentum from the Obama administration carried over. So that would have been more racism, you know, more anti-Americanism.
Open borders.
Open borders, all of that. So you would have had all of that continuing. People would have been swarming here like they were under the Obama administration. But I think really the two things that would have been the most evident as a difference would have been one, I think we would be closer to war in Syria and expanded interventions in the Middle East, which we are kind of experiencing, except there's an actual goal to eliminate ISIS this time. It's not just about expanding war and making money and regime change. And then I think probably stepped up rhetoric against Iran, maybe perhaps, or just an all-out war with Iran and Syria. It definitely would have been worse. But two, and this is the key, I really think InfoWars, she would have tried to shut us down. Absolutely, 100%. She would have tried to shut InfoWars down. She would have tried to silence all of her critics on the radio, on television. The assault on the press, I think, would be the real difference if Hillary Clinton was still the president. I think she'd be going full throttle against the First Amendment.
I agree. And so you brought up war with her. Do you think that this country would be on the border of a civil war or in civil war right now?
Well, I mean, we'd have to fight back somehow. She's not just going to silence conservatives and get away with it, so... I don't know if that answers your question, but let's just be glad demon didn't win.
And we are where we are right now. Do you think that the country would be on the brink of a civil war, actually?
Well, you know what? Let me put it to you this way. And this is difficult to explain. Trump is a military candidate in a lot of aspects. And in a lot of ways, it was the military responsible for putting Trump in office. And I believe that the same military that wanted Trump in would have maybe perhaps done something about a Hillary Clinton presidency. I mean, you want to talk about a coup. I don't think the military would have taken orders from Hillary. I mean, I think there's too many good people in the military. Now, maybe she removes them, but I don't know. It's brutal to even think about these things. But let's just be glad that Hillary didn't win.
Hey, Owen.
Hey, thank you for the call, Zach. What's up, Harrison?
I think about this a lot because I think it's kind of a fun thought experiment to say what if. And, I always wonder, you know, if the same things happened, like how we had a Bernie supporter shoot at our senators. Well, what if we had what if Hillary was in, power and you had Trump supporters shoot at senators, 100% there would be gun control, in which case, yeah, there probably would be a civil war.
Quite. Yeah, I didn't even think about that angle, the gun control angle. Hillary said that a silencer completely silences a weapon. So she's just a complete idiot. What, you want an idiot president?
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/
All right, here's the deal. If Hillary Clinton is not put behind bars before she dies, is justice dead? And right now, people are wondering what Sessions is waiting for. Here's a special report from John Bowne.
I'm going to tell you, I'm running for the United States Senate, as you know, but I'm not going to give you land. Neither is President Trump, President Obama, any president, any Supreme Court, any senator, or any representative. They're not going to heal your land. Right. Only God will heal your land.
With Alabama Senate candidate Judge Roy Moore under what appears to be a political assassination, begging the question, where were these women years ago? Who called them out from the shadows and why now? Attorney General Jeff Sessions, with all of his recusals and feet dragging on the Clinton Foundation Uranium One scandal, is Moore's only likely replacement. And that move could be a blessing to the populist demands calling for the draining of the swamp. Earlier this week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions on the hot seat for over 4 hours as oversight of the Department of Justice was underway at the House Judiciary Committee. The stench of hypocrisy and leading questions was strong in the room.
Why is there an attack on black activists versus any reports dealing with the alt-right and the white nationalists? Can you answer that question quickly?
I'm not aware.
Are you planning on investigating that?
When was that report completed?
In August of 2017.
I'm not aware of, I have not studied that report.
I ask you too, because it's an attack on individuals who are simply trying to petition the government in a redress of grievances.
When I was, you're asking me today, explicitly, did you meet with any other Russians?
Today.
I am prepared to say I did. I met with the ambassador in my office with at least two of my staff, senior respected patriots, colonels retired in the Army.
And Mr. Attorney General,
nothing improper occurred at all.
Once and for all, can we answer the question?
I am once and for all answering the question, well, Congressman. I don't understand why you won't take my answer.
Now, I did Google organizations that Hillary Clinton leads, and it came out zero. So I'm not quite sure what you're going to get her to resign from, because she doesn't appear to be in charge of anything. Last time I checked, she got 3 million more votes than Donald Trump, but she lost the election. So I don't know, why don't we move on and really look at the nation? So, Attorney General, I'd like to ask you, you said earlier today it was a brilliant campaign, referring to the Donald Trump campaign. Is that true? You feel that?
It was a remarkable thing that overcame a
remarkable,
lot of obstacles.
Brilliant campaign.
When now, people couldn't have...
In campaigns, candidates make promises during campaigns. You think candidates should fulfill the promises they make during campaigns?
People make a lot of promises,
and you think they should fulfill those promises. It was a brilliant campaign, remarkable campaign. And as a member of the cabinet of President Trump, do you feel an obligation to fulfill those campaign promises? I mean, when he asked you to come on, did you think you should fulfill the campaign promises?
I believe the Attorney General should enforce the law first.
I understand enforce the law, but he said you're helping him on the Muslim ban, on immigration issue. I mean, You think he should
fulfill those promises? President makes decisions, and if it's lawful, we defend it.
If it's lawful. Okay, I like that, that if it's lawful.
Gutierrez's arrogance illustrates the atmosphere of submission lingering in the heart of the Department of Justice when it comes to tearing wide open the massive Uranium One investigation connected to the web spun by the Clinton Foundation. As expected, the Judiciary Committee was more interested in feeding the Mueller coup d'etat disguised as an investigation. Sessions was clearly railroaded. However, unless the DOJ starts getting serious about the Uranium One scandal, Attorney General Jeff Sessions' train may be leaving the station. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high-quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Do not be intimidated, folks. They keep laughing. We keep winning. They keep saying we're insane. We keep being proven right time and time again. So do not be discouraged, do not be intimidated, do not be bullied, and don't be offended or hurt or upset when people laugh at you and think you're crazy. Just enjoy it. I mean, really enjoy it. Try to be patient and enjoy the fact that you know down the road you'll be proven right and they'll be proven wrong and ignorant again, just like every time, just like Trump could never win and then he won. So do not be afraid, folks. We are winning, and all of the media reporting and the polls are the equivalent of Tokyo Rose. Not that the anti-Trumpers who say we're crazy would even know what Tokyo Rose is, but that is the equivalent of what the mainstream news, for the most part, the liberal media, the Democrats, are, is Tokyo Rose. Let's just go right back out to the phone lines. Let's start with Lee in New York City calling on the sexual harassment topic. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, thanks, Owen. I was going to talk about that, but you got me worked up on this media stuff, and that's really my biggest concern of all, is that the mainstream media is not held accountable for their actions. And, you know, I think there should be, you know, some Federal Trade FTC investigation into, you know, holding them more accountable, you know. If it's been blatantly proven that they've been lying, you know, about facts that just aren't true and they can be proven to be lies, then the media should be fined millions of dollars. And if they keep getting caught at that, they should lose their license. There needs to be
It's a slippery slope. It's a very slippery slope. I'm not sure Trump wants to go down it. I'm not even sure if I want to go down it. I just wish it's tough. I believe that we can have a true organic awakening to what fake news is, and you're already seeing it. CNN's numbers are a joke. MSNBC is a joke. No one takes these people seriously. The only reason they still exist is because their advertisers that pay for their news, big pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, fast food companies, the list goes on and on. You can boycott them. It's really easy to find out who they are. And the fact they're on television, most of their audience is older people over the age of 40 who are still in the television media construct where they just throw it on because it's on TV and then just leave it up there because it's convenient. There's no real absorption. There's no real desire for information there. It's just kind of like an aesthetic that they have in their house.
Yeah, I guess there is a group of people that's still naive to what's really going on in this country. And maybe there's another group that probably watches it because they're on the side and they're, you know, cheering it on. But what really disturbs me is, like, I saw an ad on Yahoo today about Google, Facebook going to be putting these icons about, you know, so-called trusted sites. And to me, that's a censorship in itself. Who made them the, you know, the trust police? Nobody, you know, they mm-hmm. have no authority to make that decision, but mm-hmm. they're going to take it upon themselves to put these icons to say that they're trusted sites. Nobody, you know, they don't have that authority.
Well, and we already heard it right from the Google YouTube representative. Project Veritas catches him on tape saying, yeah, we don't want InfoWars and Alex Jones in the fold. We want them back so nobody can find them. You had the guy from Twitter on the floor of Congress saying, yes, it was supposed to be a USA Today article that was first in the trending section, and somehow InfoWars was able to penetrate that. But we fixed that. Well, what do you mean you fixed that? InfoWars is right. InfoWars gets it right. InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. And I could literally, Alex Jones could do this every day. I said, was it yesterday or Tuesday where I literally said Al Franken was complaining about something and I played the clip and I said, you watch, the louder they scream, the harder they fall. 2 days later, Al Franken falls. Folks, we are not a joke. We are real. We have the sources. We are tuned in to the Matrix. We are in the frequency. We are real news. We are groundbreaking. We are cutting edge here. And that's why our audience is real. In fact, here's what I'll do. Just to prove what I said. I can do this every day, and I am nothing even compared to Alex Jones, the leader of this organization. But even I can come on here on the War Room, the latest installment of InfoWars broadcast, and I can start a meme war. I can get members of my audience to make memes, and then we retweet them at Meme Wars, at War Room Memes on Twitter. There is, Don Lemon couldn't get an audience to do that. Jake Tapper, Chris Hayes, these people are living memes. See, yeah, we have the power now. We control the flow of information now. We are the media now. We control the narrative now. Sorry, Lee, you got me hot on that one. Go ahead.
Well, it's a hot issue with me, too. And my other thing that I'm really concerned about is that people like George Soros, you know, get to, you know, act and, you know, initiate, you know, funding these organizations that are an obvious, obvious violation of the Patriot Act. You know, because they actually, you know, some of these groups like Antifa fit the description, you know, definition.
Right. That's so true. The NDAA, if you read the NDAA under the guise of that, how Antifa isn't considered a terrorist group and investigated immediately, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Or Linda Sarsour. Here's what I want. Hey, thank you so much for the call, Lee. Here's what I'm going to do right now to illustrate our power, to illustrate your power. War Room memes. I've now got the meme challenge for today. I want Al Franken memed on Frankenstein. So I want you to meme Al Franken, put Al Franken as, look at these memes, man. That's a great one. Rosie O'Donnell and a pig's head. Wait, which one is Rosie? I can't tell. Anyway, so I now want you send your meme at War Room Memes on Twitter. Submit your meme at War Room Memes on Twitter, Al Franken as Frankenstein, put the InfoWars logo on there. I will review those memes and announce the winner either by the end of today or on tomorrow's broadcast. So that's going to be our meme war for today. at War Room Memes on Twitter. Send in your Al Franken as Frankenstein meme with InfoWars logo, and you could win the meme of the day. Here's, you know, I'll also say this. Hey, guys, pull up Twitter for me real quick so I can illustrate my next point. Here's why the blue check marks are important. Go to my account. I have a blue check mark. Now, I don't really care about being verified. The reason why the blue check mark is important is because when I tweet something at someone else, I always get into their notifications. If you don't have a blue check mark, you don't immediately go into people's notifications. They may not see you in the mentions. What the blue check mark does is it, they have the algorithms built in. So if I tweet something at Van Jones, he sees it. If someone that doesn't have the blue check mark tweets at Van Jones, he doesn't see it. So there's one reason why the blue check mark is important. Second reason, guys, pull up Twitter and search my name. Search Owen Schroyer on Twitter. The reason why the verification mark is important is because other people, and Alex Jones talked about this today with Tommy Robinson, can literally pose as you on social media and essentially steal your identity and then get people to think that that's what you're saying. So look at what happens if you search for me. There's multiple Owen Schroyers on Twitter, go to people, guys, and they mock my account. They try to put the same pictures I use up there. You got to go to the people ones so I can illustrate this point. Click the people tab. All right, I guess, yeah, okay, so see, there you go. So they try to steal my picture, go up to the other one. So, and I had this on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. There's a fake Owen Schroyer on Facebook. It's not me. That's why you have the blue check mark. So you verify this is actually me. This is what I'm actually saying. So no one can steal your identity and pose as you on social media. And now Twitter is removing these from conservatives on Twitter.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The meme of the day challenge has officially come down the pipeline. I guess technically this one doesn't actually qualify to win because there's no InfoWars logo on it, but it is a good one. Make sure, hey guys, when we do these, make sure we give, we have their Twitter handles up there too. I believe that was from Werkofefe, submitted that one to @WarRoomMemes. It's the viral photo of Al Franken groping Leanne Tweeden while she's sleeping, and then Joe Biden giving her a little kiss, Bill Clinton giving it a thumbs up, Anthony Weiner taking a selfie in the background. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. But in order to win Meme of the Day, it has to have the InfoWars logo on there. So unfortunately, you don't qualify for that honor. But you do get a plug on the show for a great meme. Folks, this is all possible because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, like I was alluding to in the last segment, here's another one, submitted to @WarRoomMemes. It's Al Franken with the viral photo. And then it says, gosh darn it, women like me, as, he's sexually assaulting Leanne Tweeden. But as I was saying in the last segment, folks, you know, there is no other audience like this. We have the best audience, not only because you guys take action, but you support us. You make this possible, not some big advertiser that spends millions of dollars a year to get us on air that then controls the content. No, that's not what happens here. You fund us, and it's all possible because of InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 50% off all kinds of products right now. Z-Shield, Biome Defense, Caveman, Bone Broth Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Blue Fluoride-Free Mouthwash, and Secret 12, Vitamin B12, all 50% off right now. DNA Force, 25% off right now while in stock. This is a groundbreaking product, a great product as far as advanced supplements are concerned. But you've also got free shipping store-wide, so take advantage of that with bigger ticket items like a freeze dryer or an air filter or a water filter or emergency food. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com. If you haven't checked out InfoWarsStore.com, please, I urge you to check it out. This is how it's possible. This is how we expand. This is how we stick our thumbs in the eye of the corrupt establishment, politicians, and media, is by you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com and us remaining an independent media outlet. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the extended free shipping. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's start with Buck in Wisconsin, where I believe Hillary spoke today. Go ahead, Buck.
Yeah, I was wondering, Owen, if you caught Hillary's interview in Wisconsin last week.
I'm not sure. You'd have to refresh my memory.
Okay, it was on a local WISN at the Riverside Theater.
Okay.
And she was jabbering about how if she was presidentress, she would have implemented a Manhattan Project-sized SJW movement. Could you imagine that? Trannies pear-dropping everywhere. Outfit and glitter costs past $1 trillion. Armies of AIDS Skrillex is shrieking and reeing from dusk till dawn. Big kahuna 10th wave feminists roaming the streets collecting male organs on tax-funded testosterone Captagon cocktails. Anyway, Queen Sora or Loser Clinton just slayed me with that one.
Wow, Buck from Wisconsin waxing poetic here on the War Room. I get, but see, here's the thing though. I think it's Hillary just kind of virtue signaling out to those people, because if Hillary had won, these protests wouldn't exist. All of these protests are because Trump won. I mean, you only see these people out shrieking, literally screaming at helplessly at the sky because Trump won. So that's just Hillary virtue signaling out to these people. That wouldn't have actually happened because these people are just trained and brainwashed into protesting Trump.
Yeah, there's also a good Bernie giblet in there, too, where the interviewer is just, I've never seen in my life someone shake paper as much. More than Alex Jones shake paper or Rush Limbaugh, this guy was shaking paper.
Are you challenging me?
No, I'm not challenging you. Worse than that. Way worse. It was like for 45 seconds he was shaking paper.
How do you like that?
That wasn't that bad. Not bad at all.
Well, I know that she was recently speaking, and now she's in total defense mode because she knows the investigations are about to come back and haunt her, and the Democrat Party's now selling her out. So she's saying any investigation into her is basically an authoritarian dictatorship. So this is how she's trying to get out of all her corruption now.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'll tell you what,
yeah,
doesn't matter how many documents she shakes, she cannot escape justice. I hope justice isn't dead and Hillary Clinton gets what's coming. Or what I wouldn't mind seeing is Hillary Clinton selling out everyone else that's corrupt. That would almost be even more justice, because it really shows you how much of a rat she is. Not only all the rat-like activity she's involved in, but then she would literally rat out the rest of her corrupt buddies just to maintain her own self-interest. That might actually be the future. Thank you for the call, Buck. Let's go to John in Houston. Go ahead, John.
Howdy. How's it going?
Good.
So I have a friend who works kind of higher up in IBM, and he had a meeting last week where the higher-ups were going on and on about their ability to basically screen in real time all data with an AI. And it just sounded so eerily similar to the big tech companies in their conversation they were having about how they were working in real time to censor InfoWars. And this is IBM. They weren't in that group yet. They have their own system now for all of their data that literally is in real time analyzed by an AI. And so basically it seems like we're on the verge of some serious censorship in the future, some high-tech censorship. What do you think about that?
Well, we're already there. I think that what you're alluding to is it's becoming more industrial in scope, where now companies are committing towards formulating platforms or algorithms or something, and that's almost becoming an industry. So it's gone beyond just kind of underhandedly trying to censor conservative messages. Now it's actually like an industry creating AI, creating a platform, creating an algorithm to censor people out. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, that's definitely true. This is the higher ups of IBM. This is like their prized possession right now, and they're really proud of it. And but they don't say that it's for censorship. What they're saying is that it's to root out bad actors or some sort
Root out fake news. Sure. Root out racism. All the good buzzwords.
Yeah, classic buzzwords too. But yeah, so how do you think we can combat that? Do you think that they're actually going to just shut down InfoWars broadcasting by using AI at the base?
If Hillary Clinton was in, I think she probably would have already done it, whether by AI or by legislation, I'm not sure. But I'll answer that question on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Our last caller said, what can we do about the censorship? Well, there's a lot of things we can do. It's a multifaceted question, but to directly answer that as far as what we can do internally is concerned, well, Alex Jones already knew what to do. He had this figured out decades ago, and that's why he created InfoWars.com. That's why he has PrisonPlanet.tv. That's why we have InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we have all of our individual outlets so that we can manage ourselves and we can suffice independently instead of relying on outside advertisers or government stimulus or anything like that. So the short answer is you have to be independent. You have to be able to be sustainable via your own independence and not relying on anyone else. And that's what Alex Jones has created with InfoWars. Now, the second level of that question, which I think really what the caller was alluding to, is what do you do when they just blatantly censor InfoWars, block InfoWars from all social media? I mean, they're already about halfway there, I would say. But when they just all out, just try to make us disappear and impossible to find. Is there really anything we can do about that? That's when perhaps maybe the government has to be involved in antitrust maybe, or considering these things public utilities. That's a whole different topic of discussion to go down. But the crutch is at that point when they do that, that's pretty much their declaration of war. They haven't openly, well, I guess they have really openly declared war on us already. They just haven't really pulled out the big guns. They're still kind of using their quiet weapons for silent war, and they don't want to draw too much attention to us. And they know that if they just do a cold turkey, all-out censorship of us, that will just draw too much attention, and the fight back would just be too strong for them. So they're kind of trying to do it slowly, roll it out, slowly demonize us more and more to create an environment where they can erase us, and there wouldn't be such a backlash. But us maintaining our independence and you supporting us, that's how we beat the censorship, because they cannot beat us if we are together. They cannot shut us up if we stand by one another. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines in this segment. We'll clear the phone lines, and then I'm going to do a news blitz in the next segment. Let's go to Mark, who's calling in from Toronto. Go ahead, Mark.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo.
You hear me? Yeah. Okay, so this will pretty much be the story of the week. Right now, there is currently an investigation that has just been opened up in the Canadian government to see whether or not elements of the government may be orchestrating a false flag at the TSX, the Toronto Stock Exchange. The reason why I know this is because my mother works there, and she works for the Justice Department, and all I can say, there were people on 4chan.
Hey, you got to drop that. I'm sorry, Mark. You when caller curses, we just have to cut you off. Interesting intel coming from Mark there, saying that there is an investigation into a potentially Canadian-funded false flag at the Toronto Stock Exchange. I've not heard of that. Apparently exclusive information there from Mark. We'll see if anything develops there. Wow. Okay. Of course, we know that governments fund false flags. This has been admitted. Some of this found out if you read the JFK files being released. Let's go to Daniel in Virginia. Go ahead, Daniel.
How you doing, Owen? How you doing, man?
Doing good. Thanks for calling.
Long time no see, man. I remember when we first talked about, when you had your own show, but I wanted to talk about this whole thing about the Democrats calling for impeachment. And I find it funny because the Democrats have caused all the pain, all the suffering for the inner cities, middle-class families. They run all these abortion centers, all these cigarettes, drugs. And they want to impeach Trump, but all Trump wants to do is make the America better. That's all he wants to do. And they just can't handle him doing well. They just can't see him succeed. I just wish that both parties can just come together and think about the American people. Not about.
Here's what's amazing, though. Here's what we're kind of starting to see happening. And Trump has kind of, I feel like, believed in this the entire time, where as things continue to go down the road here, people are more and more starting to see who and what Trump really is. Obviously, picture portrayed in the mainstream media not being accurate. For example, talk about these inner cities. If Trump can really bring manufacturing back, different energy markets back like coal and jobs back, which he's already successfully doing, you know, people are going to be directly affected with that, and they're not going to care about some blowhard on CNN telling them what to think about Trump. They're going to have experienced things in their real life and say, okay, you know what? I like what President Trump did. He actually helped me out. You take a look at this situation with the UCLA basketball players. Now, I don't know their politics. I do believe that the head of Big Baller, whatever the name of that brand, Big Baller brand, Ball, who's the father of Lamar Ball and the Ball brothers that are big up-and-coming basketball players now, I do believe, and correct me on this, guys, you can find this, but I do believe that they have been outspoken against Trump as the father of the Ball brothers. I do believe he was outspoken against Trump. Then Trump saves his child from 10 years in a Chinese prison, and the child thanks Trump. Now, the father was caught by TMZ when he arrived at the airport, and the TMZ reporter called him out saying, hey, will you thank President Trump who saved your son from 10 years in jail? And Ball still wouldn't thank Trump. He said, we're good now, but he still said he wouldn't thank Trump. But as more and more people start to have actual experiences with what Trump has done for this country positively in their daily lives, I think organically they're starting to come around onto Trump's side. Thank you so much for the call, Daniel. Let's go to Casey in Ontario. Go ahead, Casey.
Owen?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, just want to thank you so much for the War Room. I've enjoyed it greatly since you started up there a few months ago. And thanks for all you put up with Antifa and all the social justice warriors when you're out in the streets.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring up the point. I'm a huge Trump supporter, but I feel as Trump as a civilian would have brought up Las Vegas a million times by now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm all for the guy. I just find it weird. I can see the mainstream media let it fall by the wayside and everybody else. But I just feel Trump, if he was a civilian right now, he'd be on Twitter. What's going on with Vegas? And we're just not hearing from him.
Interestingly enough, Trump obviously hasn't been silent on Vegas, but hasn't really been too much outspoken on that topic.
Exactly. I'm just wondering if there's some things he will go along with the deep state. Like maybe they've talked to him and said, look at, you cannot talk about this. We can't get into it. And he's maybe agreed with them about it, because I just find it so weird. He's so outspoken on so many things, and
yeah,
he just hasn't brought it up.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, is Trump sitting on something that we don't know about? Is he going along with the cover-up? Does he really not know? Interesting point. But yeah, as far as a topic of discussion is concerned, he hasn't been as outspoken on that as he is with other trending things. All right, last caller here. Jason in Washington, you've got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, so there's an article, and by the way, love your show. There's an article on Business Insider where an ex-Google executive, Anthony Lewandowski, is founding a church where people worship an artificial intelligence god, and that their Bible is going to be called the Manual.
And is it the manual to the computer that they worship?
I guess so. I used to love technology. I absolutely hate technology now, wherever it's going. I've been an advocate for technology in the past, and now I'm like, wow, we are going the wrong direction with all of this.
Well, and here's the problem with this too. Thank you so much for the call. Is that this guy can, you know, you can apparently set up any cockamamie religion and then declare it's a religion, but God forbid you're a Christian. God forbid you want to worship Jesus. God forbid you want to talk about God in a public school, but if you want to start a new religion that you can do this or that, you know, and worship AI, that's cool. If you want to be Muslim and have Sharia law, apparently that's cool. But Christianity, God, the Ten Commandments, that's all banned. Really just tells you what the establishment is pushing.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure D deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we've got an interesting developing non-story here because it's Hillary Clinton and she's a non-entity now. Just a political corpse, if you will. Apparently, now she's on a book signing tour and it was reported she was coming to Austin tomorrow as part of her book signing tour. Apparently that's canceled. Apparently she's removed that part of her tour from the books and is now just going to be having an exclusive dinner. So we'll keep you posted on that at InfoWars.com. Is Hillary Clinton trying to avoid InfoWars? Yes. You know that. All right, let's do a news blitz here before we sign off for today. The House Republicans have passed the tax reform bill today. It was a narrow victory. Some Republicans did not support it, but they did pass it through. Now, there's a totally different thing building up in the Senate right now, so we'll see if that passes. It does cut the corporate tax to 20%. I really like to see the property tax completely repealed. I believe property tax is unconstitutional, but that's just me. The GOP tax plan is moving forward. Oh, this from the Washington Post. It's a big scam on Trump's base. Now, here's the irony about this. And again, it shows you how twisted the Washington Post is that, first of all, they don't understand Trump's base. They're not a member of Trump's base. Second of all, it's not a big scam on Trump's base. But if you wanted to report it kind of as not exactly a conservative tax bill, I think that would be fair. It's actually probably more of a tax bill you might expect to see from the Democrats, with the richer people actually paying more in taxes. Regardless, though, this isn't even law yet. But they're all confused because they really think Trump's base is the elite. And they don't understand that that's not Trump's base. It's the everyday Americans. Exclusive. Saudi Arabia king to step down and hand over the crown to his 32-year-old son after prince rounded up Saudi royals and corruption arrests and had them sleep on bare mattresses in a luxury hotel. So, looks like regime change, power shifts in Saudi Arabia. Is that just another direct effect of Trumpism? Here's some more brutal news. Oh, man. Man used one-year-old stepdaughter to produce child porn, says feds. Federal authorities arrested an Oregon man after he allegedly used his one-year-old stepdaughter to make child porn. That is so disgusting. How does one become such a deviant? How does one become so evil? And thank God someone was able to step in and stop that from happening. We continue to see these types of arrests in the Trump administration or during the Trump administration. Sorry, just trying to pile through this brutal news. Mother of four, 26, was horrifically stabbed to death, dumped in a cellar for 2 days, then torched in Woodland by the Muslim husband she continued to defy despite converting to Islam. And this is part of the culture, or I guess the extreme radical Islam culture, where the husband dominates the woman. If the woman doesn't abide by the husband's words, then the man, you know, can rape her or torture her or eventually kill her. And it, I guess that's what happened to that woman. Very sad. I actually believe that that story was out of UK. I can't recall exactly. I do believe that was out of UK. Now, in Florida, in the Tampa area, fear of serial killer puts Florida City on edge. A possible serial killer still on the loose in Tampa, Florida. Four more murders have taken place within a 7-block area. So hopefully that gets put to a stop if that is truly a serial killer or whatever's going on down there. So thoughts and prayers with them. All right, a little less brutal stuff now. Immigration agency reverses position on DACA renewal, says it will accept some late applications. Okay, so we're starting to see a trend here. At the beginning of the Trump regime, ICE and all these people celebrating how good Trump is doing, Sessions is doing, we're restoring law at the border, less people are coming here illegally, we're deporting the criminals. Then we covered a story earlier this week where some members of ICE are saying they're upset now because Obama holdovers are staying in. And I think that's what has led to this story. So it wouldn't shock me for one second if it's the Obama holdovers inside the immigration agency that are deciding to reverse their position on the DACA renewals. Folks, if you turn in an exam late in college or a essay late in college, is the professor going to accept it? No. If you are late for a court date, can you simply plead with the judge why you were late? No, you'll have a warrant for your arrest. But if you're a DACA recipient or someone that came here illegally, then they will accept your late applications. If you work here on a visa, you can't even have a late application. I mean, this is absurd. Why is it that the law is now working to help lawbreakers? What in the heck? Again, Obama holdovers. More than 200 arrested in MS-13 crackdown. ICE officials said the 6-week operation targeted the gang's most dangerous members. Another promise fulfilled by Trump. And this is an area where Jeff Sessions has been strong. You know, police get demonized so much in this country and around the world even, but a lot of times they're heroes. This was an amazing story. A policeman's bear hug stops a suicide bomber from killing more. Police officer in Afghanistan, Lieutenant Syed Bassam Pacha, was suspicious that there was a suicide bomber And when he figured it out, he ran over to the suicide bomber and gave him a bear hug to stop the blast from killing more people. If that isn't a hero, I don't know what is. In America, shelter in place for Baltimore neighborhood, search for gunman who shot officer continues. A police officer was investigating a murder and was shot in the head and murdered in cold blood. Just for being a police officer who was investigating a murder, gets murdered. Real sad. Pope rebukes climate deniers as perverse in bond message. So here's the psychology. Here's the word game. It used to be global warming. That narrative failed. There's no science. So now they just say climate change. And the irony is that while they were pushing the global warming narrative on everybody, we were the ones saying climate change. We told you it was climate change and not global warming. So now that we're right, they decided to co-opt our word, climate change, which is the scientific word for it, and then use that to continue to push their political agenda of making you pay carbon taxes to make you a slave. And then the Pope says climate deniers are perverse. We're not denying climate. We're denying man-made global warming, man-made anthropogenic climate change. That's what we're denying. But now it's going to be, you're crazy. You're a climate change denier. No, I'm a climate change realist based on science, not your fake formulas that just want to demonize humans. This is from Bloomberg and really any liberal media. Trump gives a great speech yesterday recapping his Asia trip, and this is what the liberal media reports on. Trump's water bottle fumble steals the show during his Asia trip. So President Trump is thirsty, grabs a bottle of water, takes a drink, and that's the big story, according to the liberal press. Great work. Good work. Pro-Palestinian students shout down openly gay Israeli vet. A pro-Israel event at the University of Illinois Urbana was promptly shouted down by the school's Students for Justice in the Palestine chapter. That's right. Anti-Israel. So now the Israeli-Palestine conflict is coming to a university near you. This is obscene. But everyone has their right to free speech. So, you know, the women that showed up in their hijabs at the University of Illinois Champaign Urbana shouted down the Israeli vet because he's gay. Don't you understand? In the Middle Eastern countries, you're not allowed to be gay. But that's liberal and tolerant because it's what the left has allied with. The Washington Post says Ivanka Trump might be the worst enabler of them all. Yes. The worst enabler of them all is Ivanka Trump. I have so much integrity over there at the Washington Post. And then, of course, this was after she says there's a special place in hell for people who victimize children. But she's an enabler. She's clearly an enabler because her last name is Trump. So she's the enemy if you're at the Washington Post. Here's a funny one for you. This was a poll put out by Black Lives Matter. Since real Donald Trump bragged about the results of a Twitter poll, let's try this again. Do you approve or disapprove of President Trump's job performance? Do vote and retweet. After 50,000 votes, 67% approved. And so what did Black Lives Matter do? They removed the poll. That's right. If you don't like the results, if you see something you don't like, you just erase it and act like it doesn't exist. This is another classic from Meme Alert. British Christmas ads 2017. Every ad features an interracial couple. Is that a coincidence or is that geoengineering? Does it matter? I don't know. And how about this to close it off? Christie's auction house says that this painting sold for $47 million. It's literally nothing but scrabbles. This has to be a money laundering operation.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/